Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Power 93.5. The Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla, where the inmates in the Nevada prison system this morning are saying,
run all day! Run!
He's getting out.
Whatever happened to that white blazer that was on the chase?
Some dude bought it. Oh. He actually bought it. I saw a story about it. He bought it and he has it. He owns it. It sits in his garage. He's sitting on it. Think it's going to be worth a lot of money one day. And I think he's right, because look, if people pay $800 for a pair of Birkenstocks, they'll certainly throw down. Or $1,500 for an old driver's license.
Right.
They're going to throw down for that white Bronco. So We asked the question this morning. You're O.J. Simpson. You've been locked up for 9 years. What's the first thing you do when you get out after a 9-year stretch?
Well, we're going to get caffeinated. You know what? It doesn't even have to be Starbucks. Anywhere that has espresso shots, get me a nice iced coffee. Not too much sugar. I haven't probably had a lot of sugar in 9 years. Okay. Get caffeinated. Head to the liquor store. Get some Crown.
Oh, boy.
Some delicious bourbon. See, probably just have it on the rocks. I don't even want a mixer.
See, I'm getting me a good deep tissue massage, work out some kinks, you know.
You're so PG on me right now. Of all days, today you want to be PG-13.
869-1093. What's the first thing you would do after being locked up for 9 years? Who's this?
This is Shane. What's going on here, man?
My man Shane. How you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah. You've been working on a lot of lawns, staying cool?
Trying the best we can, drinking plenty of water.
I love it. Shane, what would be the first thing you would do when you just got out after doing a 9-year stretch?
9-year stretch. First thing I'm going to do, brother, I'm going to head to the liquor store.
Yeah.
Grab me a bottle, and then the next thing I'm doing, I'm going to go get a hold of one of my female friends I ain't seen in 9 years. Yeah.
Shane is keeping it 100 with us right now. I appreciate your honesty, Shane. It's been almost a decade, right?
Yeah, almost a decade. Hey,
right.
Look.
Yeah, a decade I've been looking at dudes and hanging out in showers and yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you might be on to something there, Shane.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I'm doing. Going to the lake, get me a bottle, and then find me one of the female friends and just have a night of quiet. Just me and her. You know what I mean, Hitman?
Oh, okay. Quiet. Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be quiet later.
The next day.
All right, Shane. I love it, man. We appreciate you calling, man. He's going to get it in. That's what he's going to do. And I guess the reference is a little bit literal. But all right, Shane. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one.
Bye.
We love it. What's going to be the first thing you do when you get out? 869-1093. It's Power 93.5.
Even though I live my life on the road, doesn't mean I don't have time.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse. The Hitman.
And Carla.
Thank you for filling that in for me this morning.
You're welks.
Well, we all know O.J. Simpson's getting out. He's going to be a free man. So we want to know, what's the first thing you would do after doing a 9-year stretch?
You know, I feel like people need to be honest. You know, Starbucks. Whoever has amazing coffee, throw some espresso shots in there, put it on ice, super duper big. On our way to the liquor store, I'm going to hop on social media and be like, I'm out! Invite my closest friends and family and get me some bourbon. No mixer. This sounds like a fun time to just do this weekend, don't it? A little drinking, a little hanging out. At least mine's honest, Hitman. Yours is very PG-13. You're going to get out and you said you're going to go meditate with your hands like this, sitting Indian style. You just need to keep it real. Okay. OJ. OJ's going to do the same thing. Don't get quiet on me.
I'm not getting quiet. When I get out, I need some time to gather my thoughts and to clear my mind. So I want some nice, quiet music. I want a deep tissue massage. You know, I want to hear
grow up.
You know, maybe some flutes in the background.
Some water fountains.
Yeah.
Some sound effects.
Yeah.
No.
I just want to, like, drift away. You know what I'm saying? Find that moment, that inner solace.
Throw on some trap music. It's a party.
Oh.
We don't have a party.
I see that. 869-1093. We're taking your calls this morning. You've been locked up for 9 years. You're O.J. Simpson. What's the first thing you got to do when you get out? Go ahead, man. Let me hear you.
Oh, man. Figure out ways how not to go back and probably go kick.
Go kick that's it. What does that consist of?
Like everybody else said, go get a bottle, go get a couple female friends, and just hang out with my family. That's a long time.
Oh. Damn, he said a couple.
Oh, yeah. Not one. He's got two.
Yeah. You know what they say? Why pick from one tree when you can pick from them all?
Okay.
I didn't know they said that.
I think you listened.
Nobody don't say that, but that's what I say. That's
okay, got it. Got it. You're going to have to explain that to me off the air, sir.
Isn't that wilding this morning? He's up. He didn't need no coffee. Look, you didn't need no coffee this morning, huh?
Oh, my God. I love it, man. That's great. See, everybody's getting crunk on me.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man, I appreciate you waking up and starting your day with us.
Menage a trois. Goodness.
Easy. Oh. Hello, Power 93.5. You just got out after 9 years. What's the first thing you got to do?
Actually, hit me. I am so sorry. But you said something about Bruno Mars, and I just need to know what's going on with the Bruno Mars ticket.
Oh, the hell with OJ and the hell with 9 years. I ain't mad at you, girl. Let me break it down for you. Starting Monday morning with the Hitman and Carla, we're giving away Bruno Mars concert tickets every single day. Mm.
Wait, everybody's
going to
take everyone who wins?
Oh, no. Take it easy. Okay. Not everybody. We have to clarify this. The ninth caller will get one pair of tickets.
Okay.
You notice how I emphasized the syllables, so I was trying to make sure that you clearly understood.
She's writing it down like, hold on. Okay.
I love it. Yeah, starting Monday morning, okay?
Okay, I will be calling.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening to us, okay?
All right, y'all have a good day.
You too. Bruno Mars concert tickets right here with the Hitman and Carla starting Monday. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself. Known
to give the color red the blues. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.